or if you plan on speaking. My phone says 6:59.
It'll say 7 very soon.
Is anyone opposed to starting a minute early? Okay. So we're good?
Yep.
Okay. This public hearing on the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park is called to order at 7 p.m. on this 19th day of July. Now, will everyone please join me in saying the Pledge of the Flag?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, welcome, and let me take this opportunity to introduce you to the members of our board. On my left, we have Building Inspector John Whitman, Attorney John Bailey, then members Kim Bowers, Bob Lenarts, then to my right, Bob Metz, Dwight Mateer, and our recording secretary, Anna Warren Zizi. If anyone appearing before this board is related through family, financial, or a business relationship with any member of this board, is it incumbent upon him to make it known under state law and code of ethics. The first order of business will be the approval of the minutes from the previous meeting. Each member of the board having previously received and read the minutes of the previous meeting date, June 21st, the chair will entertain a motion that the reading of this minutes be dispensed with approval of the same.
So moved.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? All persons making an appeal before this board will be heard in accordance with the town's laws of the state of New York, Article 16, Sections 267, 279, and 288, Subdivision 3 in the Town of Orchard Park Zoning Ordinance. Per Section 144-63E1, all public notices have been filed. Any person aggrieved by any decision of the Board of Appeals may present to a court of record, a petition duly verified, setting forth that such decision is illegal, specifying the grounds of the illegality. Such petition must be presented to the court within 30 days after filing the decision in the office of the town clerk. Will the secretary please read the affidavit of publication and posting of the legal notice for this meeting?
Notice is hereby given that the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park, New York, will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, the 19th of July, 2022 at 7 p.m. in the Orchard Park Community Activity Center, 4520 California Road, in said town, in the matter of the following appeals.
Okay. Let the record show that site inspections for tonight's cases were made by Kim.
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair also. So we do have a full member board tonight. So in order for an approval, you need to have three members vote in favor of it. Can you please read the first item on the agenda?
Number one, ZBA file number 1622, Robert Cunningham, 6390 Mile Strip Road, Zoned R2, SBL number 152.20-3-19, Farm Lot 19, Township 10, Range 7. Requests an area variance to construct a 20-foot by 25-foot garage, 3-foot feet off the right side property line. Minimum side setback is 10 feet, section 144, attachment 14.1, height, lot, yard, and bulk regulations.
Whoever is here for this, if you want to step forward, you can. If you didn't sign in, please sign in. You can sit, stand, do whatever makes you feel comfortable. You will tell us about your project. Then the board will ask some questions. And then we'll go to the audience and see if anyone's for or against it. And then we'll discuss it and make a motion. Tell us about your project.
Well, I'd like to build a garage because the one that I have attached to the house doesn't fit my vehicles. I have a truck. It's a raised ranch, and it's under 6 foot high. So my truck will not fit in it, and I have a problem getting things in there, and it's off to the left of the driveway. And I wanted to put a driveway or a garage straight at the end of the driveway to make it easier for my wife to get into it, in and out.
The board will ask you questions. Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay, then the board will ask you questions. We'll start with Dwight.
Is your intention to have this a two-vehicle garage?
Yes, sir.
And it's 20 by 25?
20 by 25.
By 25. the dimensions, any particular reason why you chose those dimensions?
The way the yard set up, there's a pool in the center of the yard, and I'm trying to keep it away from the center of the yard so I have room to still get between it with the mower and all that.
Okay. All right. I have no other questions.
Beth?
Just a couple of questions. Did you say your garage is 6 foot high?
The door opening is less than 6 foot.
Wow.
It's right around 6.5, but once you open the door, the door doesn't always go up to the top.
And you talk about having enough room to get your mower through. What's the size of your mower deck?
It's a 42-inch.
42-inch.
Yes.
So you need at least 4 or 5 feet then?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Beth?
When you eyeball the situation, it seems to me that garage could be shifted as you're facing it from the street. You could be facing it to the left and cut down on the requested variance. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm trying to keep it away from the center of the yard so that I can still get through, and that's why I wanted to go closer to the edge of the property. I've talked to the one neighbor that I want to put it there, and he doesn't have a problem. He's got pine trees there as well. See, on the side of the pool, there's also a landscaping that's about 3.5 foot wide that's not really shown on the survey, so that makes it even wider. So that would leave, if you count the actual area, you've got about 7 foot total.
Seven foot
from the garage to the pool,
mm-hmm.
the side of the house, and then you've got, if I go 3 foot, that leaves about 5 feet between the landscaping and the garage.
But how do you take care of the grass?
With a ride mower.
How do you take care of the grass on the side next to the fence?
There is no fence. But for areas I can't reach with the rider, I use a push mower and a weed whacker.
All right, thank you.
Kim?
How many bays does this garage have? One or two? Is it two car or one car?
Two car.
So you're going to have, because the other one's a two car, right?
Yes.
It's two car and two, so you're going to make that a four. Basically, you're going to have four car.
It really, there's no room for cars the way it's set up.
So what will you have in the other garages?
Junk. tools.
Okay. And I couldn't tell when I went, does it go down? Does your yard slope down? Or is it? It does. Okay. So will your garage be all on even area, or will there be anything down on the back of it? Will you be... So I don't know where it slopes down. Does it slope down farther in the back or closer to the driveway at all?
Well, the driveway slopes down and it levels out, and then the yard slopes down to the end of the yard. But the plan is to build a pad, a level pad for the garage after the blacktop.
Okay, so none of this will be on any type of slope. It'll all be on level part. Okay. And is there any reason why you don't want to move the garage up at all? I see you have a space between the house and the garage. Is that just kind of a walkway from your garage? I'm looking at your plan here. Is this just like a walkway area? Because this doesn't look like it comes up to your house, right?
Okay, this is... Okay, you've got the... this is the back of the house. Then it's all a cement patio here underneath this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes this way. And this goes out a little bit more.
So this is set back off the back of the house.
Yes, it would be probably 6 foot, 8 foot.
Okay. Okay, thanks. That's all I have.
There is to be no businesses or anything run out
of
the garage? Just for cars and storage. If you were to get, say that you could have like a 5 foot setback instead of the 3, is there any reason why you can't use your push mower to cut the grass in between there?
I probably could, but then that would stop me from getting my truck back there too if I had something else to do.
What do you mean?
Well, see, I can get around the other side of the yard, but I'd still like the room on one side so that if I do have to get back there with my truck, I can still do it. I have a tree to take down, and that's where my truck has to be, behind there where the garage is going to be.
Can you point on the drawing where you're talking about?
I'm confused.
Where you bring the truck through?
Okay.
Oh, so this is my house truck.
Okay.
So that's your front yard.
So right here, I can squeeze the truck this way. This is the landscape in here. I can just get by it.
Okay.
I'll have to roll over it, but there's a tree over here that I have to take down. And just like the tree that's in front of the house, that has to come down as well.
Could you take down the tree before you put the garage up?
Well, I'm just trying to get my numbers straight because I may not even be able to afford it at this time.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can get the go-ahead, I can, you know, plan on it eventually. But I could also measure and see where the 5 foot leaves me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does anyone else have any questions?
How big is a two-car garage normally width-wise?
Dwight?
20 foot's kind of tight for a two-car garage. I'm not saying it won't
it
work
is.
For you.
It is.
24 by 25 or 24 by 26 would be a little more comfortable for door swing and the lock.
So right now he's got this set up for 20.
Mm-hmm. So right. It's going to be real tight.
And he's going to lose. You think about it, typically a parking spot, a properly sized parking lot spot in a parking lot is 9 feet wide. So think about that. You've got doors on each side, but then you got to figure your other side. You're going to lose 6 inches because of a stud wall, so you're only going to have interior space of maybe 19 feet. So it's pretty tight.
And you plan on building this so that when you drive your cars in, they go straight in versus having to jot over?
It's mostly for the wife.
And that's okay, whoever it's for. I'm just trying to picture whether it was for something that
Okay, that's all I've got.
Are you going to have room to swing the car around after you pull out of the garage before you access mile strip?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there any reason why, this is just thinking out loud, why you can't, like, almost connect it to the corner of the house so then it's closer to the back deck and everything, so then you have all the space on the side? Like, do you understand what I'm...
I could do that, but I really don't want to.
Why?
Because aesthetically it wouldn't look good, as good, or it wouldn't put it off center. And I really didn't want to add on to the brick house.
Okay.
Because then I'm getting close to the pool and the decks that are there.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else have any comments? Questions? Okay. So now I'm going to go to the audience. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Did you receive any outside communication?
No.
Okay. So now we are going to close the public hearing section. So it's going to be a board discussion.
So I was just thinking, we did something similar like this for our house on Chestnut Ridge Road last year, 2 years ago. Very similar. They already had a two-car garage, and they were putting the garage in where they could, so they could drive in straight through. So I just wanted to mention that. You said it's tree, it's lined by shrubs, bushes, the side yard.
The neighbors got giant pine trees.
Okay. Is there any kind of fencing in between those?
No.
Any other board comment?
I think it's 3 foot a substantial request, wouldn't it? The bulk variant, the bulk setback should be 10. I actually think that I would be more in favor if it was at least 5, maybe more. Maybe it would be better to be a single car garage, like 14 by 25. It would fit there better, provide a better setback, a larger setback.
Bob or Bob?
The only thing that's I'm really mulling over is the statement with the landscaping that he's 7 feet off the lot line. Isn't that true?
Yes.
So I'm missing the point. I'm sorry for being ignorant. If with landscaping it's 7 feet off, how come you're not asking for a 3 foot variance and then 7 feet?
Well, I would actually prefer a 2 foot, but I thought that would be way out of line. what I've got here, the garage is 20. I'm undercutting that and going 3 foot, so that would be 23. The way they have this here, the house, from the house to the property line is 27. So that's where I'm figuring the 7 foot from the edge of the garage into the deck, which would give me that up to the landscaping. It may even be smaller.
Oh, you're talking about between...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking, this is where I want to put it. And then from here to here is 27 feet, so that is the 20 there. So you take the 3 off, that would be 23 right there. And that would put it over.
Okay, so I'm confused. When you were talking, you were saying 7 feet of landscaping. I thought you were talking...
Oh, this side here, right by the pool.
You're talking about by the pool.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right, I got you. Thank you.
Okay.
Did that clarify it?
Yes, now I understand.
Do you have any comments based on that?
I think it's, yes, I still think it's a big request.
What would you feel comfortable with?
Five feet.
Dwight, do you have, if you doing math?
Yeah, I don't see where they show a distance between there and there. When I add up the distance on this side plus the length of the house, roughly 74 feet, which gives me 26 to work with. So it looks like it must be balancing the three on each side by centering the garage and the opening aesthetic. I think I'm not in favor of the 3 foot off.
Would you still rather the 5 feet?
At least five.
Does anyone else have any comments? Do we have a board member willing to make a motion?
I would make the motion, but instead of a 3 foot variance, the most that I would support is a 5 foot variance. And under that conditions, I don't think there'll be any undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties. The benefit cannot be achieved in any other way. Request at 5 feet is not substantial. There not going to be any adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. The difficulty was self-created, but that doesn't preclude the granting of the variance. So I can support 5 feet for the area variance.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay.
He didn't ask for 5 feet.
He doesn't have to do it.
Should we go forward with a motion on what's not the variance request?
No, you can grant a variance on a different basis without his asking.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. On the question, Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
The chair votes no, but you can go 5 foot variance. So, or 5 foot from the property line instead of your three.
Yes.
So you can move forward with that.
Yes.
And then tomorrow you can call the building department and get started.
Okay.
So you don't have to stay for the rest of the meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anna, can you please read the next item?
ZBA file number 1722, Adam and Bridget Kern, 105 Mid-County Drive, zoned I-1, SPL number 161.07-5-32.1, part of Lot 25, Township 10, Range 7. Request an area variance for the purchase of existing structure on an undersized lot of 26,000 square feet. Minimum lot size is 40,000 square feet. Section 144, attachment 15.1, height, lot, yard, and bulk regulations.
So, come on forward.
Good evening.
Hello. Welcome.
My wife and I are under contract for this building. And it's been a struggle to find an actual commercial building to purchase to move our business into. And we found this building, and we come to find out that part of it was recently sold, the back section, which created a hardship for the front section, which is non-conforming. So the reason that we are here today is to request a variance so that we can move forward with the closing of this property and to move our screen printing business into this building.
Okay. Then I will have the board ask you questions.
Madam Chairman, before you go there.
Yes.
If you decide not to grant this variance, the property will become unmarketable.
Okay. Thank you. Bob, we'll start with you, Mr.
Okay. What type of business did you say you're going to have in there?
It's our screen printing business. So we do screen printing for clients, businesses, and we have our own Buffalo t-shirt line as well.
Okay. And then about how many cars would you expect in the parking lot there?
It's not going to be a retail location, so it's just going to be a manufacturing location for our printing equipment. You know, 1 to 3 cars if clients come to pick up their orders.
Okay. Thank you.
Dwight?
I don't have any questions.
Okay.
I have nothing.
Beth?
I have nothing.
You don't plan on doing any, like, tear down of the building and, like, making it larger or anything like that?
No, we just need to refab it because it's in rough shape.
So, same footprint, though?
Yes.
Okay. Have you talked to the neighbors?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions?
No, but if you like, I can make a motion.
I have to go to the audience.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just jumping ahead.
Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Please state your name and your address, please.
Sure. My name is Katie Johnson, and I live at 6596 East Baker Street. And my husband, Kevin, and I are realtors, and we've been working with Adam and Bridget for some time to find a suitable property for their business. And we feel very strongly that the improvements that they're trying to make to the building
Is there anyone else in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Anna, did you receive any outside communication?
I did, and they've been forwarded to
the board. Okay. So we just got one from Rose. So I'm closing the public hearing portion, so board discussion.
I think, as counsel said, if we say no, the property's unmarketable. It's not their fault that a piece of property was sold off.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good use of an abandoned property.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's going to change.
Yeah. Okay. Anything? Okay. Do we have a board member willing to make a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Regarding file 17-22, I request that we grant the area variance. There will not be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood. I don't believe the benefit can be sought. The benefit sought can be achieved in any other way other than through the granting of the variance. I do not feel that the request is substantial. I do not feel that there will be any adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. And I don't even feel that the difficulty was self-created. So I believe I'd like to make a motion to grant the variance.
Who's going to second it?
I'll.
Nope.
About him.
Wants it.
Dwight can have it.
Okay. Okay. On the question, Dwight?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
I'm the chair also, so good luck.
Thank you.
Okay. And when you're ready, if you could read the last one.
ZBA file number 1822, John Caro, 574 Lakeview Avenue, Zone Directory, SPL number 152.09-2-44, sublots 102 to 104, map cover 860. Request an area variance for an above-ground pool 5 feet off the rear property line. No swimming pool shall be located closer than 10 feet to any building or closer than 10 feet to any rear lot line. No swimming pool shall occupy more than 10% of the total area of the premises.
Hello, welcome.
Hi.
So when you're ready, you can tell us about your project.
We'd like to get a pool.
Yeah. Okay. Then I guess I'll have board members ask questions. Okay. I'll start with Kim.
excuse me. This is, you're looking for a 24-foot pool? Any chances you'd be willing to go with a 21, or are you pretty adamant about the 24?
Pretty adamant. We went and checked them out, and it just seemed like a huge difference when we even took a look at them. That's really what she wants.
I don't have anything.
Okay, Bob?
I think it's important just to establish, in case anybody didn't go in your backyard. Your backyard butts up to a playground, correct?
Yep.
So nobody's ever going to live behind you. Did you get any input from the neighbors on each side of you?
Yeah, I talked to like seven of them. One of them wrote, they don't object to it.
Can we keep that for the record?
Sure.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
The guy across the street, which he wouldn't even see the pool, but he still thought it was a, he should bring it over and fit.
Okay.
So it's clear that the neighbors don't mind that the pool's going in, and the backyard fronts to a playground. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we have the parking in the backyard. So.
All right. Thank you.
Just one question. It might not be germane, but did you consider looking at an oval-shaped pool where you could get the length without getting? And I take it you didn't.
The difference was just.
Oh, really?
They said that, and then overall, like the repair and maintenance is just more expensive. So for us, the pool we found was cheaper, and it serves its purpose.
Thank you.
Dwight.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing. That you could get a good length of a pool that you could do laps and swim in and not need a variance or as excessive of a variance.
Yeah, we looked into the whole ones. They're double the price of what the wrong one there.
That was my first choice. So,
and I have heard that variance, you might, you know, and I have heard that they're not as like stable, or they don't hold up as well.
I don't think I have any questions. Anyone else? Okay, so I have to go to the audience. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? You're allowed to speak if you want.
Cool.
Is there anyone else in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of the variance? Anna, did you receive any outside communication?
No.
Okay. Board discussion?
I think considering the location, considering that it backs up to a municipal park, I don't have a problem with it.
I don't either, and thinking of the fact that it's an above-ground pool, it's not a permanent structure, so it's not necessarily going to be there for the lifetime of necessarily when they live there or so forth. So it's not like we're asking for 10 pounds of sausage in a 5-pound sack. I just hate to say that, but that's kind of where I'm going. So I didn't have a problem, and I do concur with Bob.
You want over here?
I agree with Bob.
I think kids like pools. I mean, I look at this and I think that the variance, the benefits could be achieved in through some other way other than granting the variance if they went with an oval pool instead of a round.
Okay. Do we have a board member willing to make a motion?
I would be willing to make the motion to grant the area variance. There's going to be no undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties. The benefit cannot be achieved in any other way. The request, I will admit, is substantial, but this is a balancing of all the factors. There'll be no adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or district. Difficulty was self-created, but that doesn't preclude the granting of the variance. So I move for approval as presented.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. On the question. Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
No.
And the chair votes no, but you got majority, so good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So now we have to go to the summit time?
You can contact John tomorrow.
Enjoy every minute of that pool.
Mm-hmm. Do I have a second on the adjourning?
Yep.
Okay. All in favor?
I do have a two-second announcement.
Okay.
Mr. Liberti asked me to invite everybody to his soiree over at Montes. So I've done my duty.
Motion to adjourn.
Does that mean we all never adjourn?
You can stay.
All in favor?
I can stay.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
You got enough ayes.
Okay.
Well,
I'm going home.
Say aye.
I have to be up in a few hours for work.
Yeah.
The guy that we gave the 5-foot variance to, he didn't ask for 5-foot.
Good to see you.